I'm going to bring Hugh Owen in, the St. Maximilian Kolbe Center for the Study and Defense of Creation, onto the program. Hugh, it is always a pleasure to speak with you, my friend. How are you?
Yes, very well. Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God, indeed, that our phone connection works today, right?
Yes, indeed.
Now, explain to the audience your friend Kevin Mark, because you asked me when I asked you about this, you immediately responded, can we have a second guest on? And you suggested Kevin Mark. Why Kevin Mark?
Certainly. Could I just say a short prayer first?
Absolutely. Let's say a prayer.
In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Father, we thank you for all your blessings, especially for the gift of faith that we share. We ask you to send the Holy Ghost upon us to unite us to Jesus in all our thoughts, words, and actions, that we may say the truth that sets people free from errors like those of the author of this absurd article in USA Today. Please give us the grace to say those things that the people in the audience truly need to hear. And we ask this in the name of Jesus through the intercession of our Blessed Mother, of St. Joseph, of St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, and all the holy angels and saints, as we say, Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre, Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Dr. Kevin Mark is the director of the Kolbe Center in Canada. He's a dentist, and he has a great deal of scientific training as well as his medical training. And he has been studying the creation-evolution controversy for decades and converted to the Catholic faith from Protestantism when he realized that the Catholic Church hadn't actually embraced theistic evolution as her official teaching, because that was the big stumbling block that was preventing him from entering into the one Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. So he's been a wonderful member of our leadership team and has participated in a number of conferences with me and other members of the Kolbe Center over the last several years.
So, Dr. Mark, you're on the other hotline here on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station. Can you hear us loud and clear? And how are you?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. Thanks so much for having me on, Mike. It's a pleasure to be with you. And yeah, I'm happy to talk about this issue. It's near and dear to my heart, and I do feel it's one of the main problems in the world today, and especially within the church, this idea of molecules to man evolution that is obviously completely contradictory to Holy Scripture, Holy Tradition, and not only that, but to science.
Yes, we wholeheartedly agree. Let's start off by just establishing, I think, a ground rule here. And since you and I have talked with Dr. Sengenis about this this very subject on numerous occasions here, let me just reestablish this, that the linchpin, the keynote, if you will, the keystone of modern atheism is linked directly to evolution. Would you both agree with that?
Yes, absolutely.
Definitely.
Okay. So,
it completely underpins it. I mean, without the evolutionary narrative, atheism can't really exist. That's why before Darwin, you basically had all of these people that called themselves deists.
Right. So, and the deist, of course, would probably sign off and would understand some parts of what we call evolution today. You know, what's funny about this, though, is that those that promote and preach evolution, many of them have actually bailed on the endeavor. They've bailed out and admit, okay, we don't have a missing link. We can't substantiate. There's no scientific evidence that there was a transition from simian to human. But that doesn't mean that there weren't primitive forms of humans that look like simians or like apes.